Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
Hi
Henry
there.
Carr.
My name is Michaela, and I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line. The name is Henry Krause, Krouse, Krouse. Are you ready for me to transfer him?
Yes, you can go ahead and transfer him.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Hey, Henry, how you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I cannot complain. Cannot complain at all. My name is Harold, and I'll be able to assist you further. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file that claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
All right. And I do want to ask you, did you spray the Roundup spray?
Correct.
And were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Correct.
I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that. How many years did you spray Roundup?
About 15.
About 15 years. Now, in those 15 years, would you say you sprayed it at least 10 separate times?
Oh, absolutely.
Gotcha.
About 2-3 times a month, you know, maybe, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
I was 39.
39. And did you spray Roundup a full year prior to you being diagnosed?
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Have you ever had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or was it just the one?
Just the one.
Just the one. And when were you actually diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
January 10, 2022.
Could I get the address of the property that you sprayed it at?
In Elizabeth, New Jersey. I had a few couple addresses.
Anyone that you remember?
137 Sayer Street.
Thank you. And that's Sayre, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Do you know of any colleagues, neighbors, family who also sprayed the spray?
No.
No. And then you sprayed it for about 15 years. Let me ask you, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And have you ever been diagnosed with HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C?
No.
Did you ever have an organ transplant or an autoimmune disease?
No.
Were you ever diagnosed with Epstein-Barr, lupus, arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
No. Did you ever have any other chemo for any other cancer other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And is there family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then, Henry, you spell your first name H-E-N-R-Y?
Yes.
And then your last name, was it K-R-O-U-S-H?
No, K-R-O-U-S-E.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. And then could you go in and confirm your gender for me?
Male.
And are you married?
No.
And what is your date of birth?
5/10/1983.
83. And now for your social?
157-748563.
And then how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
5'9½, 180.
And how did you first learn about your connection between the Roundup and, you know, the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Meaning when I started having issues?
Or, like, when did you...
When I was diagnosed?
Not necessarily diagnosed, but when did you learn that, you know, the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma could have came from the Roundup?
Around the time... I was diagnosed, kind of, you know, maybe a little before, a little after.
Gotcha, okay. And that was from the doctors kind of telling you and everything like that?
Correct.
Gotcha. And then, can I go ahead and get the best email address for you?
KROHEN2323@gmail.com.
Perfect. And then 908-220-3294. That's the best phone number for you?
Correct.
Thank you. And then you said you use it about 2 to 3 times a month?
Correct.
Gotcha. And when did you start spraying Roundup? When was the first time?
August 2005.
And when was the last time?
January 2022.
Did you use any protective gear while spraying?
No.
And then did you only use it in New Jersey? Or was that the main area? Gotcha. Okay. And then would you say it's kind of safe to say that you roughly had around 360 times you were exposed to the spray?
I believe so.
Okay. And then your property, is it near a water well or is it from city water?
City water.
City water. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
No.
And then did you use concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
Concentrate. And where would you go to purchase it?
Basically like Home Depot.
Gotcha.
Or, forget, there was another store. It closed down, like another, not Lowe's. I forget the name.
It wasn't like, it's not Walmart or anything like that, right?
No, it was, they shut down. I don't know if it was Channel or, I forget.
It's all right. It's all right. Do you still have any Roundup or any receipts?
No.
Nope, nothing like that. And then have you ever smoked?
Have I ever smoked?
Correct.
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. And who's your current employer?
Clean Harbors.
And then for the address?
Ryan Street in South Plainfield, New Jersey. I forget the number.
So, all right. And then what's your job title here?
Labor.
Thank you. And then have you lost any time from work because of any surgeries or new treatments?
No.
No.
Not really. Kind of wasn't employed at the time of 2022, you know, like, trying to remember, but no.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for disabilities or workers' compensation?
I did have a workers' compensation claim.
Okay. And when was that?
2012.
Okay. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No. Yes, I had a weed charge.
And then can I go ahead and get the hospital that diagnosed you?
Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital.
Is that the one at the 100 Robert Wood Johnson in New Brunswick, New Jersey?
Correct.
Thank you. And then do you have your medical records?
Or one Robert, I mean, I don't know if it was 100 or one Robert Wood Johnson Place, New Brunswick. Probably the same, but.
Let's see here. So there's one at 125 Patterson Street, New Brunswick, and then there's one at the one Robert Wood Johnson. So probably the one Robert Wood Johnson, right?
Yeah, correct.
Gotcha. And then do you have your medical records or are they at the hospital?
They're at the hospital.
All right. And then do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Dr. Ronald Ernest.
E-R-N-E-S-T?
E-N-N-I-S.
And how has the lymphoma impacted your life?
I mean, it was just a depression thing, you know. I mean, it was very impactful, you know, negative wise. But I'm trying to move forward.
Are you currently in remission?
No.
No. One day at a time, you know. One day at a time.
Correct.
Do you remember the first date you got treated?
January 25th, 2022.
And then was that chemo, radiation, stem cell?
Chemo.
And then what is your current property address?
2359 Whittier Street, Rahway, New Jersey, 07065. And sir, are you able to call me back after 4:30?
Oh,
I actually
yeah.
have to go back. I'm on lunch till 1:30.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're actually just about done here. I just need an emergency contact, and I can send you over all of the documents.
It's, well, my number, 908-220-3294.
And then you don't want someone besides yourself on here as the emergency contact, just in case we can't get a hold of you?
No, I always have my cell phone.
Gotcha. Okay. Alrighty. So let me go ahead and send you over the documents now. Whenever you get a chance, go ahead and get them signed. That just basically allows us to go ahead and get the medical records from the hospital. It allows the law firm to do that. The law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Firm. They're based out of Texas. And then I'm going to send you all of their information here in a text message. It will come from a 949 number, okay?
Alrighty,
Henry. Thank you so much. And if you need anything from
thank
me,
you
just,
too, sir.
Yeah, just give me a text. You have a blessed rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.